For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. State health officials in Kentucky are urging parents of young children to take steps to be certain their youngsters have been immunized for a variety of diseases. This is National Immunization Awareness Month, and the Cabinet for Health and Family Services says it's an important time of year to take care of immunizations. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Dr. Craig Humbaugh is the state epidemiologist in Kentucky. He says the history of vaccinations is a success story in the United States.
I think vaccinations are, you know, one of the great public health success stories of this last century, and we're just seeing a lot less of these serious childhood illnesses, and it's mainly because we have such high coverage rates here in the United States. But I don't think we can get complacent because we live in a global economy and there are many other places in the world where these types of illnesses like measles, mumps, or rubella are much more common and certainly can be imported into the United States. So we really need to continue to have high coverage rates in our population to protect our society.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stresses that vaccines are very safe. According to the CDC, the U.S. currently has the safest, most effective vaccine supply in its history. Side effects from vaccination are typically very mild, although parents are urged to contact their physician if a child experiences any reactions that are of concern. Dr. Humbaugh says there are several different vaccinations that are recommended for youngsters under the age of 6.
Everything from up-to-date shot for chickenpox, pertussis or whooping cough, tetanus, diphtheria, a pneumonia shot. So there's a variety of different shots, and I would really urge people to consult their regular health care providers and see what they may need for back to school or back to child care during this season and make sure that they're up to date on all the shots that they need to be able to attend, you know, either child care or school.
Dr. Humbaugh referred to whooping cough vaccine, and he says with the increase in the number of cases of whooping cough reported in Kentucky this year, it's especially important to have youngsters vaccinated for that disease.
We want to make sure that all children are up to date on their whooping cough, or we call it pertussis vaccination. And the same, though, goes for adolescents and adults. So we have relatively high coverage rates. We're fortunate that most parents understand the importance of vaccinations here in Kentucky, and so do their health care providers. And so we have high coverage rates for children, but we need to emphasize that adolescents need that booster shot for pertussis, and so do adults. And until we get more community immunity, in other words, everyone immune through vaccination, if we can do that, that's going to really help us cut down on the number of pertussis cases, because we are seeing more cases. We're part of something that's occurring nationwide. Other states are in the same boat. They're seeing more cases of whooping cough as well. And this is really our best method to prevent that from continuing to increase, and that is vaccination of our communities.
And the state epidemiologist also stresses that it's not too early to get a flu shot.
Some providers, such as hospitals, pharmacies, and doctor's offices, have already started to receive flu vaccine, this year's flu vaccine, from the manufacturer. So those early shipments have already started going out. I don't think everyone has yet received their first shipment, but as soon as it becomes available at your provider, that's a good time for you to get it.
State epidemiologist Dr. Craig Humbaugh of the Cabinet for Health and Family Services in Kentucky. He recommends that if you have specific questions about a particular vaccination, you should check with your own doctor. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.